"Hi, backstage," it says Alice. Decided to tackle Sparkle's November questionnaire just for fun, excuse me. It's funny, actually, a little side note, just to illustrate where I am today. I raided my son's Halloween candy a minute ago. Well, not a minute ago, a while ago. Really doing him a favor, honestly, because he's three and there's some candy there that just isn't appropriate for a three-year-old, including these huge jawbreakers, which I snitched from him. Popped one in my mouth, fully intending, 5 minutes later to tackle this questionnaire, and like 25 minutes later, I'm still working on this thing. Didn't realize how long it was going to take me to break it down, I guess. My memory of jawbreakers is a little foggy. So, yeah, there were actually two in the package. The second one is sitting on my bedside table. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Probably throw it out. But anyway, so now I'm on a sugar rush, apparently, and ready to go. Question one. If the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? I just checked my texts. Pardon me. The last text I sent was to my husband, and it was LOL, awesome. And it was actually wrapping up some pretty filthy sexting while he was at the office, so that's kind of a little inside joke that amuses me. As an autobiography title, I think I'm okay with it. Kind of sums up my approach to life nicely, I think. Most things are pretty awesome, and I don't take it too seriously, so yeah, I'd be okay with that. Excuse me. Question number two. What is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? Okay. I get complimented the most, I think, on my hair, or I used to. It's extremely curly. Lately, in the past, I'd say 6 months or so, I've been straightening the heck out of it. So, not as noteworthy when it's straight, but yeah, when it's curly, I get a lot of compliments from strangers. What do I notice first on another person? I'll say eyes, but just the face in general too. Like, I think, I don't know, and that's not so much a measure of attractiveness. It's kind of like, you know how your mother said that, oh, if you keep making that face, it's going to stick that way. I kind of find that to sometimes be true, though. On the same note, I've been told I have resting bitch face, so so take that with a grain of salt, I guess. I'm not a bitch, I just look like one. But yeah, definitely eyes and face. I think, you can get a good feel for a person. Debatable, I guess. What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? I have good skin. I take care of my skin. I don't get a lot of sun and stuff, and I've been lucky enough to have a good complexion for most of my life. So I guess if I had to pick one, and I have nice tits, but anyway. Question three. Describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. Well, not really looking, but I guess qualities I find attractive in people. I think number one is integrity. Because, like, your other answers, like confidence or passion or intelligence or sense of humor, I was thinking about those, and really, those are all great things, but without a sense of integrity, those can all be horrible qualities. You know, if you're a really mean person, a sense of humor can be a total turnoff, you know, or, you know, if you're very intelligent, but you use your intelligence, you know, to undermine people or to cut people down or to feel arrogant, you know, if you're confident, but it comes across as arrogance, that suddenly flips and turns to an extreme turnoff. So I think integrity is the biggest one. And all of those other things. And they have to be kinky if I'm going to be personally attracted to them. You know, they have to kind of... I like people who have a good idea of what they like and aren't afraid to pursue it, put it that way. Question number four. What celebrity do people say you look like? What about a celebrity you sound like? I've been told by... I've been told two celebrities by people in my life. And I think it had mostly to do with my hair, if I'm honest. Because the two celebrities don't look much alike, in my opinion. The first one was... I think her name is Juliana Margulies. Actress. She used to be on ER. I think she's on something like The Good Wife or something now. Long dark hair, curly hair, you know, but she's gorgeous. I don't think I look much like her. The second one I was told was a Canadian songwriter and performer, Sarah McLachlan. And again, I think it was just she had long curly hair at one point in her life. I don't know if she still does. And yeah, if you look at the two celebrities, they don't look really anything alike. So it's the hair. What about a celebrity you sound like? I don't know. I don't think I sound like anybody. I've never been told I sound like anybody. So I guess if you think I sound like someone, let me know. Number five, question five. What is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? You can't say GWA. Well, okay. My friends, most of my friends know, and some of my family knows, but definitely like my coworkers, people who meet me, you know, my son's caregivers, other parents, things like that. You know, people who know me on a kind of one-dimensional basis would never guess that I am as kinky as I am. Excuse me. I was spent a long time in the BDSM community. I worked as a phone sex operator for 6 months. And now here I am on GWA. And between the three, I guess, you know, there's not a lot that I haven't encountered or considered or heard of, you know. And yeah, people who don't know me would not guess that, because, and it's bizarre, but it's the truth. I embrace the kind of innocent persona so much in my other life that, you know, I can seriously blush over the stupidest things, like, you know, the most innocent things, like I'll have to order a whole bunch of nipples for my shop, you know, and like I'll be on the phone blushing my face off because I have to say nipple. And it's like, what, you know? I've talked about some of the dirtiest things you can imagine with people either in person or over the phone. Some of my audios are extremely kinky. Some of my tastes are extremely kinky, you know, but the word nipple will slay me in the outside world. So yeah, most of them would be very surprised to know though they say it's always the quiet ones. Question number 6. What is your favorite thing about the month of November? I mean, I like Remembrance Day. Honestly, we celebrate Remembrance Day on November 11th, and it's, you know, it's a reflective day, and it's sad because we're losing veterans every year. But I've always kind of liked that day too, because I used to do projects in school, and I would speak with my grandfather and my grandmother. My grandfather was in the war, World War II, and, you know, even when he had Alzheimer's, the stories he would tell me about his time there, he was in the Navy, so he didn't see anything, you know, horribly tragic, but he had some really interesting stories. And my grandmother, too, you know, like being young during the war years, and, you know, stories like they would have to paint their legs because they couldn't afford stockings, you know, stockings weren't available. And they'd have to draw the line up the back of their legs with an eyebrow pencil because, you know, to look like the seams, right? And stuff like that. And the dances she would go to and things like that. Like, it just, I always kind of am reminded of sitting with my grandparents and listening to those stories on November 11th. So it's not a bad day. But if, overall, I think for the month of November, what I really like is that, and I was thinking about this just the other day, just after Halloween got over, in Canada, we celebrate Thanksgiving in October. So, so everything's done, by the end of October. You know, you have Halloween and Thanksgiving over, and then you have the whole month of November to just chill, maybe eat a salad, right? Before you get into December, when you have to worry about Christmas and you have the big, you know, you have cookies and turkey and everything, right? So I like that November is kind of a reprieve from the chaos of the holidays, you know, before it starts again in December. Question number 7, what's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? Don't worry, what happens on GWA stays on GWA. Right now, there's a certain person in my real life, quote unquote real life, to whom I would like to say, well, basically, you know, I'm sorry for being such a dork. I know you've noticed, you've been very kind about it. You know, I don't mean anything by it. I just am stuck in my own head, can't seem to stop blushing when you come into the room. And I know it's ridiculous. You know it's ridiculous. Nothing's ever going to come of it. Sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, and really trying to work on that. But it seems like the more I think about it, the worse it gets. So yeah, sorry for being a dork. Question number 8. Tell me a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. If not you, then a friend. Oh dear. I haven't done a lot. You know, I've certainly had my extremely intoxicated moments. Haven't totally made an ass of myself, knock on wood. I don't tend to get very intoxicated these days. I think the funniest thing to me, I thought it was pretty funny. I had a cousin visiting from another province, and she came down, 1 week day, and wanted to go out on the town. And I was, you know, in my early 20s, I had a full-time job. But thought, sure, you know, we can go out for a few drinks, you know, and then come home and just chill, and I'll go to work and she can sleep it off or whatever. And I lived in a city that had a number of bars and pubs, you know, all within a few minutes walking distance. So I used to joke, you get kicked out of one, you just walk into the next one, right? So we went on a pub crawl of two, and we started in the very early evening, had dinner at a really nice place, and had a few glasses of wine, and then just kept going and going and going. Finally ended up, you know, downtown, completely bombed, both of us out of our mind. It was about 2 a.m. I think the bar closed and we had to go. So we got back to my apartment. It was probably around 3. And first of all, we get in, you know, and we're just both like, oh, crazy drunk. But not, you know, rowdy or anything like that. But she gets in and she's like, I really want to hear Lose Yourself by Eminem right now. And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. I have neighbors, right? But anyway, so she put it on the stereo, right? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get kicked out. Anyway, fine. So we listen to Lose Yourself, you know, one more time. And so then, yeah, we both like just crashed. And, you know, dutiful little me sets my alarm for 6:30 a.m. because I have to get up and work the next day, right? You know? So the alarm goes off, you know, a few hours later, not enough hours later, and I jump out of bed and, you know, tiptoe to the bathroom, try not to wake her up. And I turn on the shower, get in the shower, and I'm just standing there, and I realize that the walls are still spinning, like, I'm still extremely intoxicated. So turned off the shower, got out, and called in sick, for the day, because to be honest, I was in no condition to go to work. So then we slept until about, I think, 11 o'clock and went somewhere and had brunch, and it was very nice. But yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that I still thought I could just jump up and go to work the next morning, you know, same as usual. Not quite. Question number 9, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind? You know what? All I really want is, I have a son. I just want him, I want to raise him to be happy. You know, I want him to know he's loved. I want him to have no doubt of that. You know, a happy person, a good person, you know, and not a douchebag, right? If I can do that, if I can raise that type of person in this world, you know, who will go on to maybe have children of his own and raise them to be good, happy people who aren't douchebags, you know, that's all I want to do at this point. You know, that's, I think, my biggest goal in life is just his happiness. You know, it's sappy, but it's true. And last question, what GWA artists would you most like to grab a beer with in real life? I hate these questions. I do think that they're kind of, you know, how can you answer this question and not leave someone out, you know, just by default, right? I mean, I might not know you and, you know, so suddenly you're not invited. It's like, no, that's not cool. So, I mean, you know, obviously I have people with whom I would really like to get together, and I think they know who they are, you know. And I'm just going to say, if you think it's you, it's you. You know, there's nobody, there's a simple answer, there's nobody on GWA with whom I wouldn't go for a beer. Okay, like I would go for a beer with any of you, all of you, all at the same time, you know, of course I would. Why not? I'd have a beer with anybody, you know, except Hitler or Trump. So yeah, that's my answer. So I guess that's the end. Thanks very much. Good questions. See you later.